advertise, promote, and contribute to your growth on the Marketing with Mary Show.
Welcome to the Marketing with Mary Show. I'm Mary the Car Sales Lady. On this show, we advertise, promote, and contribute to the growth of businesses, organizations, and major corporations, and even entrepreneurs, artists, musicians, and performers by telling their stories and telling you how to find them. Hey, good people, it's me, Mary the Car Sales Lady, producer and host of the Marketing with Mary Show, and welcome to my podcast. It's about 2:55 a.m. in the morning on Friday, September the 15th. I am up like a vampire, and I'm like, hey, let me grab the book. I finished part one of Street Glory of the Untold Story by Arthur Aaron Welch. I hope you checked out part one. It is a segment titled Street Glory, and it is on this podcast, and I want you to check it out. You might want to start there, because on this segment, I am picking up right where I left off, and I hope that you guys follow Arthur Aaron Welch on Facebook. That's Aaron Welch, A-A-R-O-N, Welch, W-E-L-C-H, and you can also follow him on Instagram. So I'll be back, and I'm going to finish this book. It's a really good book, and it is a reality book of his untold story. You know, so I want you guys to stay tuned in, tap in, and make sure you tell all of your friends. All of your friends. And more Marketing with Mary when I return.
Advertise, promote, and contribute to your growth on the Marketing with Mary Show.
Welcome back to the Marketing with Mary Show. I am Mary the Car Sales Lady. And if you're just tuning in, this is part two of the untold story, Street Glory, by Arthur Aaron Welch. You can follow him on Facebook. And I'm picking up right where I left off, right around the time I met Brenda. I was driving my Army Green 1993 Bronco with low rims when I met Brenda on the bus stop on Russell on the south side. I saw her standing there and immediately made a U-turn, got out, and asked her if she was cold. She said yes. We exchanged numbers, and I offered to take her home. She let me take her. I called her the same night, and we talked on the phone. I asked her would she want to go out with me. So we went to the show that Friday night, and things went from there. As we continued dating, feelings started getting stronger between us. She was the first woman I fell in love with. During that time, I was still living the street life. She was loyal to me, and I could trust her to hold my money. After we started being intimate, she was the one woman who I couldn't get pregnant. I loved her, and I wanted a baby with her. She wasn't on birth control, but she never got pregnant. We continued seeing each other for over about 3 years. I remember going to the nightclub called The Garage, where I ended up meeting Shonda. And that's how me and Brenda broke up. Shonda remembered me from our childhood, but I didn't remember her. As we started talking, we learned we stayed in the same hood, but on the opposite ends of the street. We started seeing each other. I was quiet about that. One night, Shonda came over to one of the sets. I was on and Brenda was there. Shonda got out of the car. Brenda was looking like, who is this bee? And Shonda was looking like, who are you? Shonda asked Brenda who she was, and Brenda replied, I'm his woman. It was ugly. They exchanged words, Then a couple of punches were thrown before I could even get up between both of them. Once they were separated, they both asked who I was going to be with. I chose Shonda because I hadn't slept with her yet. Brenda got in the car with her friends and drove off. It hurt for me to see Brenda leave, but I made my choice. Though I was in love with Brenda, I chose Shonda that night. It was dumb of me to let someone who had my back go all for the thrill of having new sex. It took a week or so, and Shonda and I did it. It was good, but wasn't worth me losing Brenda for a piece of tail. I called myself letting things die down before I called Brenda a few weeks later. I apologized and told her that I really loved her and was sorry for hurting her. But it was a little too late because she had already gotten with someone else. I got a call that Brenda was on Vandeventer and Kennerly with another guy. I lost it. I raced over to where they were and confronted her like, "Who is this nigga?" I could see she was so scared. She knew my history and my background. She was quiet. I then exchanged words with the dude. He got in my face. We tussled, threw some punches, and he ended up cracking the windshield of his Cadillac with the force of his body, of which I provided the momentum. It was another dumb move, but I was in love and angry. That night, Brenda chose. She left with him. What goes around comes around. It's funny. I consider myself such a ladies' man. But when the tables were turned, I couldn't deal with seeing the person I was in love with in the arms of another man. More Marketing with Mary when I return.
Advertise, promote, and contribute to your growth on the Marketing with Mary show.
Welcome back to the Marketing with Mary show. I'm Mary, the car sales lady. And if you're just tuning in, this is part two of Street Glory, The Untold Story by author Aaron Welch. I'm not bragging on this. I'm just being honest. I was living the life and women came with the territory. I had three daughters by the time I was 19 years old and was taking care of their needs as well as their mother's needs. Fatherhood at that early age changed me. It turned me into a man, or what I thought being a man was about, because I grew up without a father in my life, and I was determined to always be present for my own children. Being a dad who was responsible meant that I played with them, took pictures with them, took them shopping, played in the park, took them to carnivals, and was always present at birthdays and special occasions. I was making time for them in my own entrepreneurial schedule, but my business was growing. I wasn't trying to miss out on any money either. I was putting in the time in my business, and I was putting in the time as a ladies' man. It all came with the territory. This meant I was getting more involved with other women. It worked out pretty well because as long as they were getting what they needed, they didn't complain. They were young too. So what they needed at that time was money, keeping their hairstyles up to date, jewelry, Anya riding boots with matching belts, plaid pants, and those ruffle shirts. They all had the Queen Latifah, Moni Love look with Nefertiti on the herringbone necklaces. When they weren't wearing their Adabee chains and dolphin earrings. The song As We Lay by Shirley Murdoch was the song back then. I remember being on the telephone and one of my girls played that song to me. It was cute. Talking about getting together over the phone. it didn't take long before we ended up doing it. Sleeping around back then wasn't cool, but it was acceptable, given the times at our ages. We didn't even talk about it, if they were on the pill or not. And I was acting in the heat of the moment, feeling so good, I didn't take the precautions necessarily to prevent pregnancy. We had sex education in school. I knew all about chlamydia and gonorrhea. We didn't worry about the diseases and things like that we have today. I had a lot of choices with the ladies, but many of them I was just cool with. And there were certain ones I wanted to be intimate with. I was charming to the ladies, and they were getting what they wanted, and I was getting what I wanted. It all worked out, in the sense that I have 5 beautiful daughters. I love them, I'm proud of them, and I have always been in their lives. As I matured and after I got married, I stopped being a ladies' man. I'm proud of that, but it took a while to get there. My heart died and I was lost. I was confused in this world, but you couldn't tell me that. Although the street life seemed glamorous, especially when bringing in more money in a week than most people made in a year, the cost was high. The movie Colors came out in 1988, just as I was graduating from high school. We saw the LA street gangs and how they were doing things. That exposure influenced us all around the country, and St. Louis was no exception. Around 1990, products were changing, becoming more addictive and more potent. The game was changing too, becoming more violent and heavy. People were becoming more ruthless and bold, listening to certain gangster rap artists and thinking they could pull off what they were hearing made our streets deadly. When I was in my early 20s, I had a couple of my darkest days. With our pagers on our hips, we used payphones when we needed to make a call or get a message, just as they did in New Jack City. I will never forget the day of my 20th birthday. I was on the set of Code Brilliant and got a 911 page. When I returned the page, made the call, I found out my friend had been killed. I sped off in my blue Caprice Classic and I arrived on the scene. But his body had already been removed. I felt the pain of losing someone who was like family. It was surreal, hurtful, until I saw him in the casket at his funeral. As I walked towards his body, seeing him laying there, a pain shot through me. I thought about the good times we had, running up and down Halls Ferry Road, rapping to la-di-da-di-da, mimicking Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick during our younger days. I questioned if living the street life was worth it. But I had too many mouths to feed. More Marketing with Mary when I return.
Advertise, promote, and contribute to your growth on the Marketing with Mary Show.
Welcome to the Marketing with Mary Show. I'm Mary the Car Sales Lady. On this show, we advertise, promote, and contribute to the growth of businesses, organizations, and major corporations, and even entrepreneurs, artists, musicians, and performers by telling their stories and telling you how to find them. Welcome back to the Marketing with Mary Show. I'm Mary the Car Sales Lady. And if you're just tuning in, this is part 2 of the Untold Story, Street Glory by Arthur Aaron Welch. You can follow him on Facebook. And that Aaron, it's with A's. That's two A's. A-A-R-O-N Welch. A-A-R-O-N Welch. W-E-L-C-H. You know, like the jelly. Yummy. So I am reading his book, Street Glory Untold Story. And you can get your autographed copy too, probably sometime next year. But I got this book a while ago. So it is autographed to me, and I'm picking up right where I left off. One afternoon, me and a few of the guys in the crew were standing in front of and just chatting it up. We noticed the car starting to slow down. As it approached my boy, Mickey, as they did the drive-by, they shot him in his head as he was standing outside his car about 100 feet away from me. As soon as the shots were fired, I ran to him, much like the scene in Boys in the Hood. I held him as he died in my arms. The ambulance came on the scene, along with the police, asked questions. We didn't give them answers, period. I was devastated, angry, and I wanted revenge. Everyone was angry and confused, wanting to know what happened. I was in shock. It was horrifying. Nobody was expecting anything like that to happen. It was the first time we witnessed a friend being murdered. The day Mickey's blood seeped through my clothes changed me completely. To see someone get shot before my eyes, it made me more cautious and more aware of my surroundings. It also made me look at things totally different, more serious in my observations of people. I was scared, hurt, and became hardened, all in the same moment. I made sure not to let strangers get too close to me after that, yet seeing Mickey like that didn't stop me from hustling. We never found out who the guy was who pulled the trigger that day in broad daylight for all of us to witness. We know it was an enterprise related because if it had been, the truth would have came out eventually. To this day, we don't know if it was jealousy, as we're all driving ragtop Cadillacs on 30s and Vogue tires with kids on the back at the same time, or if it was over a female. We would never know. Back then, every hood had their G, loyalty code, they live by. If one falls, we all fall together. Today, no one is living by that. Or any code, really. If one falls, he's snitching on the other man. The game was meant to be told, not sold. Nowadays, everybody's selling and telling. The break-in. I rented a house on Kensington on the west side. I had been living there and operating my business for about 2 years with no problem. It was quiet life with my girl, Candace, who I loved. The day they broke into the house, it was about 3 or 4 in the morning. Candace and I were asleep when I heard something rattling at the door. I wasn't sure what it was and kind of laid there listening. When I heard something pop it was too late. Two guys were already in the house with guns pointed to our heads. One scared Candace badly as he was yelling at her, "Where's the money?" Petrified, she cried and told him she didn't know. She didn't. I hadn't told her. As the other guy began ransacking the room, they dared me to move, knowing I wouldn't. With her life in jeopardy, one bullet to the head between life and death. As he was yelling, Candace was shaking so badly, I was ready for him to just kill me, just to make sure he didn't kill her. At first, I wouldn't tell him anything, but when I saw he was desperate enough to kill her, I told him to open the dresser, which had two hidden doors. They got most of the jewelry I had just made and many other items with a high street value. That night, they took me for more than $20,000, which included $7,000 worth of jewelry and $3,500 in cash. There was more in the house, but they weren't satisfied with the take and ran out of the front door. They thought they had gotten off scot-free. They didn't. As one of the guys was demanding money, I immediately recognized his voice. He was someone who I was helping to get established and get on his own two feet. I guess what I was doing for him was not enough, since he and his boy broke into my house and held us at gunpoint. But that's what comes with the territory when you are living the street life. More Marketing with Mary when I return.
Advertise, promote, and contribute to your growth on the Marketing with Mary Show.
Thank you guys for tuning and tapping into the Marketing with Mary Show podcast. This segment is part two of Arthur Aaron Welch, The Untold Story, Street Glory. Be sure to tap in for part three. I'll be getting that done in about a week or so. In any case, I look forward to listening to you all, talking to you all, growing with you all, networking with you all, and more Marketing with Mary when I return.